show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Wednesday morning, midweek Wednesday. And boy, nice day again. I've had a number of farmers been texting in this morning, texting from the combine, able to get going earlier in the morning. Sometimes this time of the year, if you get really cold overnight, you get a dew or some sort of heavy moisture on the crop, they're not able to get out there as early. But today, because it's been so warm, they were able to get out in the field early, which is good because we know that forecast. Yes, I know you probably don't want me to even complete the sentence, but the forecast says some rain is on the way. So that could stop harvest for a few farmers in parts of Saskatchewan if that does come to fruition over the next couple of days. Well, this is an important week. National Trucking Week is going strong. It's a week dedicated to recognizing the important role truck drivers play in keeping goods and services going, communities connected. And this is a good opportunity for me to pause and just thank every truck driver who takes the time to text into this show, to call into this show. Inevitably, when we're having a conversation, that's a chunk of this audience that I'm always very appreciative. So thank you for listening and thank you for what you do. This is, we stop down during a week like this, National Trucking Week, and recognize the importance that the industry plays. But really, this is a year-round industry that in our province makes a big difference. And I've got a couple of guests in studio with me. Susan Ewart is the executive director for the Saskatchewan Trucking Association. Susan Ewart, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Evan.
Great to have you here. And George Henderson, Saskatchewan Trucking Association director of operations and member services. How are you today?
I am very good. Thank
you. Good to have you here. Yes, I asked you this off air. George, are you a truck driver? Is that what you did prior to this job?
I only drove truck for a short period of time. I've been a heavy duty mechanic working on trucks. I did that for about 16 years, and then I was a service manager for a couple of decades at different dealerships.
So. Bringing the much needed perspective mm-hmm. to the industry, and this industry is one that I said, Susan, you and I have talked about this before, but such an important part of our economy, the trucking industry. Can you talk about that? And I'm sure this is part of the advocacy work that you do often on behalf of your association, but the truckers in our province and in our country are really what make things tick.
Absolutely. At the Saskatchewan Trucking Association, we like to say that trucking is the supply chain value add, because without that piece to Saskatchewan's economy, our goods and services don't get to the store shelves. Mm-hmm. It is what connects our community and our people throughout the province. 80% of the goods within Saskatchewan moving into or out of the province move by truck. So if you got it, a truck brought it.
I like that. Yeah. And I think the other thing is, if you're thinking about ports, if you're thinking about rail, it's still often trucks that are involved getting it to that mode of transportation.
Absolutely it is. They may move from the rail yard to, another logistics facility, dropping off items or picking up goods. So yes, it's a combination of the two, between rail and trucking.
How is the industry right now, Susan? We're talking about the economy. We're talking about infrastructure more today than I can remember in my adult life. Yet this is every day for you. And we know that what's going on with trade and with tariffs, there's some challenges. How is the trucking industry?
I think right today, our members here in Saskatchewan are definitely seeing a downturn or a slowdown in the economy. There isn't as much freight to move. Rates are really on the decline. So there isn't as much movement happening. Now, certain sectors of the trucking industry could be a little bit more insulated depending on what the type of commodity they might haul. So if they're maybe in that heavy haul space or oversized, those carriers might be still seeing a lot of movement and projects going and equipment being moved. But I'd say general freight, definitely the market is depressed.
Mm-hmm. Chatting mm-hmm. today with Susan Ewart and George Henderson, both with the Saskatchewan Trucking Association. How have you seen the industry change, George, over the years? You've been involved in the industry, ancillary to the industry, for quite a while.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is, there's obviously regulations from government, and you need that to keep the highway safe. The other thing that I've noticed is technology and equipment now. Mm. Everybody used to use log books, and everything was pencil and paper and crayon and whatever you used. And now it's like ELDs is the national norm. Mm. So, and of course, business have to turn around and adjust to that, like their mm-hmm. business model. And of course, truck drivers have to adjust to that as well, right?
When you mentioned, as soon as you mentioned regulations, you put it out as a very positive thing.
Yeah.
I'm not ignorant to the fact that federal legislation and regulations can also be a complicating factor. And I think about carbon tax. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Susan, you and I have talked about the impact the carbon tax had on every industry, but trucking, of course, is a big one. Can you talk about that? Are we seeing changes that make it more regulation friendly for the trucking industry, Susan, or is there a ways to go yet?
We have a ways to go. Yes. I know like a lot of people are, especially in the trucking industry, are looking for some to reduce those interprovincial trade barriers. We are looking for harmonization within trucking as well. When we move goods from one province to the next, we shouldn't have to stop at the border and switch a sign or make sure our first aid kit has 6 Band-Aids for Saskatchewan and 10 for Alberta, because that's what the regulation says. So right now, governments across the country, especially federally, because most of trucking in Saskatchewan is federally regulated.
Right.
So if they leave the province, they become a federal carrier. They are working on trying to break down some of these barriers. So they are looking at overweight, overdimension type things, infrastructure challenges. Saskatchewan, for example, maybe doesn't allow the same configuration of vehicles, which then puts us at a disadvantage if, say, Manitoba allows those things and we don't. We want to create sort of an even level playing field for business across the country.
I can imagine this is part of the work. Saskatchewan Trucking Association, part of a federal association organization as well. This must be the topic when you talk with other trucking associations to try and work on those exact things to make it easier for your front line.
It definitely is. The majority, like federal regulations, are turned over to the province to administer. So in Saskatchewan here, the Department of Highways and SGI have oversight of trucking. But there is an overarching, you know, federal sort of authority that goes on there. The biggest issue that all of our provinces are talking about today, and we've been actively pushing through the Canadian Trucking Alliance, the federal government, is Driver Inc. And Driver Inc. is a misclassification of employees under the Federal Labor Code, which then gives the business owner, they don't collect taxes from that driver. They don't remit CPP or EI. And the code, what it says is, if I use your truck and your tools and you dictate my schedule every day and tell me I need to go from here to Melford and pick up a load, I'm an employee. And they've classified them as contractors, and it's illegal under the code. So billions of tax dollars, tax evasion is happening. And we've been pressing like nationally for years to get the CRA to do better enforcement. Now,
it's shocking to me as I hear that they don't do that
now. ESDC, so Employment and Social Development Canada, which is ESDC, has started to do audits of carriers across the country. And they have put out a number of, actually just this week, some videos on misclassification and fraud. Mm. Because typically what we see is, if you have a carrier that does one thing sort of outside of the box, right, they're typically going to do other things outside of that box as well, which puts them into non-compliance. So our province has oversight for carrier safety. So we want to make sure that those carriers on the road are compliant, their vehicles are safe to be on the road, their drivers are adhering to the driver standards that we need to have, and safety should be at the forefront of everything that happens within the trucking industry. So Saskatchewan, we're moving forward with those government agencies, SGI and the Ministry of Highways, on proper oversight and more audits. There's a lot of work being done at the federal level, again, under what's called the CCMTA, which is the Canadian Council of Motor Transport Administrators. Sorry, I know there's a lot of acronyms. And they're trying to sort of overhaul some of the national safety codes.
Okay.
Which is a set of standards that all trucking, federally regulated, adheres to, so that we're consistent. So when we go to give somebody what they call a safety fitness certificate in Saskatchewan, the process is the same in Manitoba and Alberta and BC, so that we don't have carriers trying to hide if they get in trouble in Saskatchewan and reinvent themselves under a different name in another province, which is called a chameleon carrier. That's what we call them. So there is a lot of things that are happening in the industry. But I have to say, like in Saskatchewan, we're starting to make some progress. We are. We've been actively working with government to make those changes and, you know, ensure that trucking is here for the the long haul.
Right, for sure. Susan Ewart, one of my guests, executive director for the Saskatchewan Trucking Association. George Henderson, also with me in studio, Saskatchewan Trucking Association, director of operations and member services. A while ago, I'm guessing it was this spring, I had a company owner on from somewhere in the south part of the province, and we were talking about some federal regulation around allowing companies to produce trucks with a certain type of transmission. Oh my gosh, we got into a conversation around manual versus standard transmissions, and it became like I had every trucker in the province weighing in on the type of truck they like to drive. We had the Peterbilt versus Mack versus, like, it was an all out thing. Do you see that sort of conversation happening often?
For myself, not generally, because we talk to a lot of carrier owners. So, they generally, what they're looking for is they're looking for a piece of equipment that can do the job that they need it to do. And then they put a driver in it. But that said, you know, every driver out there has their specific, piece of equipment that they prefer and they like, whether the ride's nice, you know, sound quality, all those kind of things.
Just like anything, right?
It's no different than, you know, you hire somebody, you put them in an office and, okay, I'll get you a new office chair. I'll get you a desk. I'll get you the type. It's exactly the same.
It's their office.
It really is. And it's more than their office because they spend sometimes 24 hours a day in that truck. Yeah. So it's very important to have them rigged up correctly.
I'm curious, George, in your role, because you're director of operations and member services, when you talk with members of your association, how are they finding it from a recruiting standpoint? Is it easy recruiting drivers these days?
It's not. I know there's not a few months ago, there was a big lull there was a big need for truck drivers. Like Susan said earlier, things are kind of slowed down a bit as far as freight transfer and whatnot. But one of the problems is the average age of a truck driver is approximately 50 years old, which, you know, and like everybody else in the world, you know, you're going to get to that retirement age, and there isn't a lot of individuals that want to get into the trucking industry right now. In fact, only 13% of truck drivers are under 30, or 30 and under. So there's a bit of a gap there. And so what we do at the Saskatchewan Trucking Association is we've kind of developed a bit of a campaign to go to student job fairs, and we've aligned ourselves with the Regina District Industry Education Council. Sorry, another acronym.
Yeah.
And they have like a grade 9 event in Balgonie every May. There's 3,500 kids that come through there. So we get a booth. We have a VR simulator that shows what a day in the life of a truck driver. And it's not really driving. It's doing your pre-trip, how to lift the hood, how to back up to the dock and the trailer, how to fill the truck full of fuel and that kind of thing. Stuff that an employee would do as a truck driver rather than just get the kids to understand, you know, driving the truck.
I love the concept. In fact, the VR option, I mean, I just think that's wonderful because this is an important industry. We can't afford to lose our trucking industry. We need those 50-year-olds that are getting close to retirement. God bless you. Thank you for being in a truck for all of those years. But we need people to step in. We need young truckers to step in. I follow a couple of people on social media, Saskatchewan truck drivers that are female. Do we see more people? Do we start to see more females in it, or is it still fairly male-dominated industry?
We are, definitely. Yeah. We've got a program called Women Shifting Gears.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on the website.
That we work in conjunction with the YWCA out of Saskatoon. And so it was designed, like it was our brainchild, the STA. In 2019, we went to the Immigration and Career Training Ministry, the Employer Services, with an idea because less than 4% of truck drivers are women across the country. And so we saw that there was a need to bring more women into the industry. And so they thought this was a good idea. Mm-hmm. And so the program has been going strong. So each year we graduate a couple of different cohorts through the YWCA of women and hope to get them employed in the trucking industry. So one of the challenges that we've been having around getting people into the industry is funding, obviously, is a big thing. Because of the length of MELT, which is the mandatory entry-level training, which is a requirement, there's no Canada student loan. Like I, as a student, couldn't go and get it. The government of Saskatchewan recently stopped the Saskatchewan job grant program for employers, which did help them then pay for part of the cost if they hired somebody. Like You know, it's kind of like hire for attitude, train for skill today, right?
Like it, yeah.
Because there isn't a lot of drivers, and we need to bring in that next demographic. So we've got no funding at all going on. And somehow we need to come up with a Saskatchewan solution. Mm-hmm. And we still haven't seen from the Sask government, what does this tax credit that they talked about in their last election platform, what does that look like? We don't understand it. And it really hasn't come out with a lot of details. But I'm not sure that a $5,000 incentive over a number of years as a tax credit is really going to entice somebody to pick up that $14,000 tab, right? And now employers are being, they have no supports on their side either. So it is ongoing conversations that we're having with the current government. But like, we need to create a Saskatchewan solution around this.
Okay, we're pretty much out of time, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk about celebrations because this is an important week, National Trucking Week. There's a couple of different things going on, but you're at the weigh scales tomorrow, am I right?
We are. Yeah, barbecue tomorrow out at Highway 11, the weigh scale. We've got lots of handing out a burger and a pop.
Yep. Burger and pop.
George does a lot of organizing. He's got lots of volunteers coming out.
We got a ton of volunteers from our members and whatnot. We have three of them per year. This is the one at National Trucking Week. We hand out over 250 lunches between 11 and 2, so that's a three-hour period. We have a good relationship with the Highway Patrol. They flick on the lights. All the trucks come through.
Cool.
And they usually have a huge, like the drivers usually have a huge smile on their face because they're thinking, oh, I'm going to get an inspection, but they don't. They get a lunch.
Wow, that's good. And, I like that.
Yeah, and we make sure we thank every single one of them. Thank you for what you do. And because, let's be honest, it's hard. The truck drivers are everywhere all the time. It's hard to get them in one spot.
Yeah.
This is a good way to do it.
Well, we got lots of them in one spot listening to us talk today, Excellent. So we can send that thank you out as well. George Henderson, Susan Ewart, thank you both very much for being here today. And we continue to salute truck drivers in the province. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.